Joining me now is Intimidators outfielder Trace Thompson. Trace, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
I guess we'll talk about the main issue. Got hit with the pitch, I guess 2 days ago, and I guess we'll start initial reaction. Obviously was ouch, right? And then obviously it's taken off from there, I guess.
Well, I mean I knew it might have been hurt just because I knew it squared me up pretty good, but as soon as after I hopped out of the box a little bit and I kind of felt it tingling almost, I knew that wasn't real normal. And our trainer came out, told me to take off my batting glove, and I was kind of nervous to take it off. And as soon as I took it off, I saw he got me pretty good and it's pretty messed up. So initially I thought, it was definitely broken. I didn't realize it was going to be this serious, but I mean, it's just a speed bump in the road right now.
Yeah, so it's your right hand on your thumb. I guess where do you go from here? What'd they tell you from your progress from here?
Well, I got to get surgery in a couple days on Thursday. So once that happens, they're going to put 4 pins, I think, in the thumb. And if all goes well, I'll be able to do baseball activity within like a month or so, and then it'll feel completely normal within 3 months. But I mean, as long whatever's quickest to get me back on the field is all I really care about. But I mean, so far so good.
All right, we'll switch from the bad to the good. From last season, progressed tremendously. I think the numbers, the power numbers, obviously. What can you take from your season here with the Intimidators so far?
It's been a great experience. I mean, our team is doing all right. We've lost a few games that I think we should have won. But I mean, as far as team wise, I think everything's going good. Personal wise, I feel like I can do much, much better. I mean, I was playing pretty good here at the start of the season, or once I first got here. I feel like I can be that type of player throughout the entire season. I just need to remain consistent, and that's how I was playing during instructs, and that's how I was playing during spring training. So I feel like I can be that player the whole entire season, but I just hit a couple rough patches lately. So it's just a little speed. It's just a few speed bumps in the road, but I'll get over. I'll be back.
How do you feel you've progressed defensively?
I think all right. I mean, I work a lot with our outfield coordinator Daryl Boss, and I work a lot. I really would like to stay in center field. It's my dream to play center field, but if I have to move to a corner, no, it's not a big deal to me. Whatever gets me there quickest. But I mean, I've had a few lapses here. I think I have like 4 or 5 errors, but those definitely should not happen, especially for a center fielder. But I've cost us a few games definitely, and I apologize to the team for that and everything. But it's a game, errors going to happen. But I feel like I have a lot of work still left to do defensively to get to the player that I want to be.
I'm going to guess you were a big Griffey Jr. fan growing up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I grew up in Portland, Oregon, only about 2 hours away from Seattle, and I wear number 24 in honor of him. And I see a lot of center fielders these days actually wear number 24. But yeah, he is definitely my idol since I could pick up a baseball. So I mean, I've been watching him since I was in the crib, pretty much.
Yeah, I meant to ask you that, but your batting stance looks very similar, and pretty much your entire game looks pretty similar to Ken Griffey. It's a decent guy to look up to.
Yeah.
I guess we'll go with your favorite moment so far this year. Could have been the 2 home run game for you.
I think my favorite moment this year is probably Kyle Colligan's walk off, because I mean we had runner second and third, one out I think, and Kyle was up to bat, infield in. I think I was in the hole. I was on the top step of the dugout, and I saw that ball go through. I saw Wags coming around third. And I made sure that I was going to be the first one to hit Kyle, and I definitely was. But got a finger in the eye out of the pile. But it was by far my favorite moment of the year.
Well, a lot of people that just see your numbers and aren't able to see you out there practice and everything, they don't know how determined you are. How much more determined does this injury kind of make you to get back to where you were and where you want to be?
I mean, it definitely puts me behind the guys a lot, but I mean, it's just more work that I have to do. It's not that big of a deal, but I mean, it's just I want to get to the big leagues as fast as I can, and I mean, you're talking about Ken Griffey Jr. He was a guy that played, I mean, only not even 2 full years in the minor leagues. But, I mean, that's incredibly uncommon, especially this day. But, I mean, it's just our hard work, and all of us have the same goal in mind, and we're all pulling for each other. But, I mean, it's all, we all have the same goal. We all want to make it to the big leagues. But I mean, I just feel like that's what God pretty much put me on this earth to do, and it's all I really want to do. I absolutely love the game of baseball, and that's what I really want to do.
Well, Wayne, with your thoughts of the upcoming NBA Finals, I know I'm sure you've been asked this before, but give me your rundown. Obviously, Lakers guy. How interested are you in this series? And give me your outlook.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough because the Celtics are a tough team. They got us 2 years ago, but we know the Wallaces, Rasheed Wallace. We know his family real well because they're actually our neighbors when we were in Oregon. They lived down the street, and my mom was actually their kid's godmother. But I mean, it's gonna be a tough series. If Boston wins, I'll be happier for Rasheed. But I absolutely hate the Celtics. But I mean, I think the Lakers can take it in six, but I think they will take it in five.
Trace, 19-year-olds and tremendous amount of talent. This is just a small blip in the road to the major leagues. Good luck over the next few months. We'll see you later on this year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.